The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Before we sing our hymn of meditation, please permit me to make this introduction. By the grace of the Almighty God, He has sent His servant to deliver His word to us today. So today we are blessed to have the chairperson of Upper Presbytery, who you all know in this church. I think he's not a new person here. You all know him, to bring us the word of God. And I pray that you all listen to him and listen to him attentively, because God has sent a message from far away upper region. So he's no other person than my good friend who came to America and decided to come and see me in Worcester. He's no other person than our own Reverend James Kwame Awuni. Anytime he comes to America, he tries to come and see his good friend in Worcester. And so today, here we are. But Papa did not come alone. This time, he came with Mama. And so, Mama Awuni. Yeah. We thank the good Lord very well for bringing these servants of the Lord to come and deliver his word to us today. I hope you listen and listen to him attentively, and whatever the Lord uses him to speak to us, we put it in our heart and put it into good use. Thank you all, and God bless you.
Please, let's take our seats. Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, we give you praise, we bless you today. We are grateful to you, Lord, for yet another opportune time that you brought us under your feet for us to share fellowship with you. At this time, Lord, may you speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God be with you all. Radia sumujwe nkamunyina. We are grateful to God for today, for gift of life, and also the Lord bringing us together to share fellowship with Him. Say yes, Yenya, a quenya near too many rat de boom near Somono, near Sorino, near Shen and Yuinam. And it is Sunday when you saw quenya, not a yin shiranqua. Amen. A day radiance was sick. A demar and district minister, Minia Penny. Sebrebia, Ebeba, America, near Beton Cranso, on the Mamma Moji on Felso, near the Funina, Catechis, Quadra Champon, near Bussian, Yanaji, on Felso, Na Afin, so Waji and Bill, because a radiant uncle, Unshira Munina, Safun Penny Four, Samo Makwai, Na Ebechina, a Kenya mere sum, a day. A tree in a that ends woman is our queen. A cassera din shram winina. Amen. Then near Papa Cayeno, a din chianso, every borgatanga, the seat of Upper Presbytery, a de brimunina. Mompai bunti, ye cosson swoho, Sanya mokoso han. Sansing in a walk, chidi crow. Ewo Kristo munti ya kwe nkutu jwe ni muda ya kaimu. Saansu ni nimisa monsu mkumu nkutu jwe ni mwa. Mokai yensu. Saansu rade nadu munti eno odi inyina ayemba. Amen. The theme for today is producing fruits. Se obesuapa. Obesuapa. And I've chosen an anchor text from John chapter 15, verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. For you did not choose me. I have chosen you to go and bear fruits. Fruits that will abide. And whatever you shall ask in my name, I will do it. For you did what? Did not choose me. But I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Yohane asempati dunu. Nchemu dunsia. Ose nyamu na mpao miu. Na ose nyamu na muyime. Na miyankasa. Ena miyimu. Ena mpao muse. Munko. Na munko swaba. Nema banu. Entrako. Na bibibia mbibisa ne jani midimuno. Opeye. Amen. So fruit bearing, as far as our Christian faith is concerned, is not an optional. It is a command. It is a command that each and every Christian should bear the fruit of the kingdom. Abashu Christu mu, we say, and yes, I will pa name a washer. Say, O Christo ni biara, obey a day, obey swabba. And yes, I will swabba keke. They will be so a hinyinumu a ba, a beye a dance dee. And to Christo ni be a one swabba. It is a dia. Esiwa en swaba. Aye nim se sa dia we die. E wose so aba e woni brim. Na uhu dia tisa. Ni obe kan se na die na asie. Na se dia ye kura no. Esu nim faso. Me kai se e ko dia bofre wo ye fie. In himself, or friends, so dear, a best so about kama. Now, sir, both friends, you see, obey my dear, and they be in the eyes so about that. Until we are the babies obeying, we charge him a soon name for sure. Until Christo need be a one so about. There's a summon say, Christo, the soon name for sure. Christo say, Safon, obey Jenna in ye. Aye day, everyone so. No, the ama womwa. A swapa. Hallelujah. Anything no pay. A semwa. O dear my insel, see a swapa. We need to produce fruit. We need to produce fruit of thy kingdom. So if we listen for the readings that were read for us, the gospel reading that was read for us, we were told that there was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug it, wind press in it, and even built a tower. The fact of the matter is that everything about this vineyard, everything about this farm was completed. There was nothing left, nothing to provide. No provision that need to be set in place again. Everything was done perfect. And all that tenants acquired needed was to take charge of it. Take charge of the farm. the vineyard. And by taking charge of the vineyard, you agree with me that by all means, the fruits, the produce from this vineyard, they will enjoy, because they are the first people who have the first hand of the produce. But the other aspect was that after they have enjoyed some, the owner who has prepared everything was also to receive his share. But this was not the case. The people were so greedy, so selfish, to the extent that they just took everything to themselves. We are told from the teaching that when the landowner sent his people to come in, they will arrest them. They will beat them, kill some of them, chase them away. Until the landowner thought it wise, no. Nyenkofu ye mame mame ya nkasa me banko. Ono die e bia. Omo be fere no. Se owura no de ne beni. But they have a different plan. They had a different thought. Akwa we any dia de. Into owura no a wasoma ne odi ade be. Se nya kum ne odi ade ne wie de a. Ene na bibia be she yensa. Hey. They were unwilling to give the fruit of the harvest to the one whom it was owned. They rather rose against him, killed his servants, even his own beloved son. Beloved, here Jesus was pleading with the religious leaders at the time and mentioned it to them. God had given them everything. He had been with them since the beginning of the age. From the time he called Abraham, the blessings he declared and promised him. Everything, provisions were made for them. Yet, they always turn away from the Lord. The Lord himself sat down and decided that, no, I have sent prophets who have come to prophesy. I have brought people, great people, Elijah, Elisha, and the rest. No, let me send my only begotten son. The only begotten son was sent. And what happened? He also was arrested and crucified. But they didn't know that what they were doing was to fulfill what the Lord himself has promised years ago. Dear people of God, they had everything. It is like our time. Adofunum. Ebre urade kasa asemu ye a ode ayehweso no omo won hu se urade nyankopon aye som no no wa ye bibi biara bibi bia ye hia ye nkoso bibi biara ye hia ye nshira wa siesie ni nyina de amayen nanso onipa ebubu naso ese won ti se bibi akra ye den e koso. O kachire wo. Enu waka se. Unipa bana anka sansu rade sumano. Onon susu. Na uwe ye mri yi mua. Ye wo mua. Adofunom. Sane tie. Unyami obo ni viyase. Watutu bi biya mayen. Ene. Nipa bi fi se. We nyano. Wa ye ye. Tini wile fi nyankopon. Amino. Nipa bi fri se. Ono die. Nyame di na domo a domo no. Enso ni wile fi. Mia minim die, ene me die sia die, enya bodin kata manya juma pebi ye, America, aye triameka, sike kwe nimu. Mia me modem mo. E die biu na miya. Eya kai. O de fwa, yesu kana semo luka sempamunu. O sina me kura die biu na miya. Ye. Manya no buy bebre. My bones are fooled. What will I even say? All that I will say is that, my soul, eat and rest. That is what Kwasia. Ochina. Eji ukrai firi unsem. Na hei na abekro. Adofo radi Yesu Kristo dimu. Ye ka abaswa unsem. Na baso huwa sema ye kano. Ye shenwa kwa mbiye nusu. Di edika inese. Producing the fruit. The fruit that is producing that likeness of the kingdom of God. Living a life that is the testimony of Jesus Christ. That people will see your way of life and they'll begin to give praise to God. To say that indeed this is a Christian. Amen. There was a young girl in a church I was pastoring before I became the chairperson. That was the Bolgatanga district. And there was this girl who was a JY member. There was one evening. The lady came to our house and a friend followed her. They were all in JHS 3 by then. The mama asked this young girl, "Who are you?" She mentioned her name. And he said, "What are you doing with my daughter?" He said, "Oh, we are in the same class. I want to be like her. That is why I follow her here." Na mama bi sa ada ina o pese o yeso no o se ni na wo school ni efe se do si twurade se de o si ye ne niema fa na bra ba wo bo nyame mu no eye me fe nti me pese me yese wo no me sua no. Then I said, "This girl has a testimony. That is the fruit we are talking about. The fruit that your neighbor will look at your lifestyle. The people you are working with in your workplace will look at you and say, 'No, this person is different.' Indeed, he knew who his Lord is." That a person can say that, "No, I want to live a life like yours." Can that be testified about you? Hello? What fruit are you bearing? What testimony? We are Christian. Ababa impa na oso. Abrabon se na ekro. Into abrabon eya dance di. Eya kesho pame nipa. And as a Presbyterian, ni sorry. Everything goes. Eko inshe mudi o baby. Obi can see me, yeah, me, na eye, awarijie, and ye koye. And eja, chairman team, asofo pebele team. Inti we awarijie no. Na film say normally we are the reception component. Somebody was bold to come and tell me, "Papa, ni edro idie, ye best say nan kamako." One for you. You will be an insabio has a motiha yin timin num. I'm saying, Radia Bregu. Presbyterian, you, when you're outside our Sabnamika, what fruits? You be sure, sorry, demo. Ya bompa ya jumpo. If you cry, ya blow tongues, I come home. No, kwa warjia. Wakowi biye. What is your testimony? What fruits are you bearing? Christianity is not a social club. It is the life that you are reflecting our Father, the Lord who has called us. So we will live that life that will affect people positively, that will begin to realize to say that no, I need to live a life for the Lord. That is why Paul could declare in the second reading he read for us. He says, as for me, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Christo. Why not person who abrabo mo? So I person also abrabo pa. Also who Christo. Now tell Christo nasi. Eh? What say? So that I will be like him in the sharing in his what? Suffering. Yeah, you empecy be hunamani. And to be a crabia near Janinam. What fruit are you bearing? Are you producing fruit of love? Fruit of righteousness? That people can look at you and to testify. We need people who have consecrated their life so that when we raise up holy hands to make a declaration in prayer, God will hear us from heaven. Not people who just come, Christianity, we need to produce fruit. If not, there are a lot of people we see around. The kingdom has been taken away from them. Because Abrabonye, tradition to mom. Yeshua said, they are any more karma. But when we remain in our own closet, it's a different story. Beloved, if indeed we know the Lord we are serving, let us rise up and bear fruit. That will be a testimony. Because you have taken that name upon yourself as a Christian. Everybody is looking at you. Do you remember Jesus Christ? When he was being pursued and was arrested, and the disciples were far away, no more to tete tete, Petro timi kone nimpa. How could you baby or say, na oto eja so? Said the young lady came, akwawi, okao, me? No. But there's something particular that I learned. The young girl said something. You are one of them. Even the way you talk. Said those kasakuran. How do you talk? That even you're talking, people can identify you with Jesus Christ. That is the fruit we are talking of. O Christo ni bia. Ni yon kubia yen from suo. What fruit are you bearing? We want you to bear that fruit that people will see, even the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you do your things. Then the blessings of the Lord will flow. So that we will not be like the wretched one. The Lord talked about it. He has given us, like today, the reading that was read for us. The Ten Commandments was read for us today. How are we adhering to them? Are we living our life according to that standard? And then, Obin produce baby a ochin adjacent soon. Obin your Bible quotations, baby, the IMS or the amount. So that he will justify the act is doing. But if you know Jesus Christ is your Lord, you have gotten that personal encounter with him. There has been that supernatural exchange that he has taken your human weaknesses and has exchanged his power, the Holy Spirit, the newness into your life. And I want to tell you what I say. God will say, "What's simple? You are unique in the presence of God. I cannot afford to bring the name of my Lord to disrepute. Not at all." Me nyami this year. Come here, baby, and I'm free. Oh, here, Bushia be an outimo. And now, T America. Hey. Okay, could I be a ufi? Not deaf, we be quankers, you say, dear my war. I'll be dra America. What kai sign ya me? Into the one bed dumb prebiterians of so sumerati. Nansu free her qua. Kaye radiwati. Kaye dear beman Iowa. Then the other aspect of fruit bearing is that when we are able to live that life, bearing fruit of testimony of that kingdom, then it will also attract people to come and see. Because the person coming to you, the person who sees you, always wonder what is happening, what is so unique about your life, and you say, "It is not me, it is Jesus Christ. That is my secret." Then he will run to also come and see what you have seen. But if you are in the Lord, you are in the church, yet when you go out there, there's no betrayal between him and your life. What will be the motivation? What will bring that attraction? No. Because the conclusion is that, I'm sorry for one day, sir. I mean, no. Eto de dru baby a na me kura me feri se me yesofo nim ti ameka sa eto da wote se ne ya asofo ni bi enyema bi a ye ne efa nyang ta kwa bi boni papo in the name of prophecy eno se ne yepe rebiteni abeba me kanya me sempa na sempa ni ti wo mu a. And one that do a genebre one. So for the one, yes, because we are mom pia many pantity and to talk. One shem come. This is a commission here, Peddy. I'm a boom, Mr. Manami Capitro. Oh, she need Trieska. Yeah, Yan is a bit Presbyterian, sorry, them. Them $100 a crown for being to collection that. As a prophet, you better turn around tree because you go soon come on. Hey. Hallelujah. Yeah, so for a B. The third and our car said a B at them on our screens. Hey. What fruit are we bearing? But notwithstanding all that, God's faithful ones are still there. That he's raising the army. And we want you to be part of that crusade to live a life of bearing good fruit that people can testify that indeed we have a God that we are serving. That God who will never let us down. No matter what. If we will stand with him, he will not take the kingdom from us. But if we despise him, when one power and die, God catches you for say, "Shay, me ne mo honne." Ede dey, ko si wi ase wiye. Ne mum se be pao ne dia. Ene wo be koso ahoye ada. Na me pa ye ne se. Ah, Ewurade nimu no abodi afrewo. Nka, unwe Ewurade animu ase da. Umre erade enimu ase da. Nemu nkabe manyami enim abenyam. So that because of you, the name of our Lord will continue to be glorified. We need that determination. I will see sinkete krachi. Ye wita so. Me bie manwa me urade. Mo bi anya ni ope. Ba me die. Me ni me urade ya me huno. Na se ni ya Paul kayeno. Me die. Me se me huno. Na Paul atuwa su. Nte mu asempanwa ni etosu mi inu noa. O se me die. E niye ma. Ma yeno. And yet I'm this shame. I forget about them. One thing I do, I'm determined. I don't want to lie at my cups. There are people who come and say good things about me. Yet me lying down there, knowing that I'm not the right person. Maybe I'm a tributor. I name that you're a negative tributor, I'm be that. Eto da ya ni mse ni pa na oda ho no anya papa enso tributie be ba be ma Paul se die me enkunim buo no se han kunim abotri no e na me twi me mu se me nsa be den e be ka me mu bi anye jeme me me wiase ne ma anye jeme e wiase ne ma de wiase afefe de bebre especially abrochire ha die eh afefe de no die okaso udi e kira amino e kosra amino ya baby okosto obia adefofro baba betato e bisa mitiri mu se na to awutu ya obedi aspendi di nyina untimi oh we new one f we asi afefe de no die se kasi die no akia e betwi asi e kire amen ne mum si ehu se debi. Damn me be. Me nyanko pon ACC in huwa chwe me. Ono na me yuhenwa. Me tiansi abrabo kronkron amano. Ma brabo no me suwa bapa. Na me nsa akasa anku nimbono. My dear brothers and sisters. God has given us his kingdom. And he expects I and you. Not just to like it, but to live it. So that any life that I'm living that is contrary to thy kingdom, today, you make a declaration to God. Not again. Father, I want to be with you. I want to bear the fruits that my life will be a testimony. You and I stand today in the midst of God's vineyard, his kingdom. We have been encouraged today. We have been given everything physically and spiritually by our God. We therefore need to produce the fruit that the Lord expects from us. If we read Galatians chapter 6, verse 22 to 24, Paul taught that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and it desires. Have you crucified yourself? He said, those who belong to Jesus Christ, they have done what? They have crucified. With it passions and it desires. There are some biblical scholars who says that all the fruit of the Spirit can be embodied in one, that is love. So all that they are trying to say is that if we take love out, all the others are describing love. So some biblical scholars are saying that we should rather say the fruit of the Spirit is love than column. Then we then list all the others because they are all talking about love. So what do ni mu? So So bear the fruit of love. As I've been here walking with people, interacting with people, there is something that I keep on hearing from me, which is not a good testimony. We're saying that for Spanish, where their people are, somebody was even telling me, when you even go to their place in one room, you can get a lot of them packed there. They will say that, so Ghana for dear. Where is that love? So no, you Christo new. So no, funny new be a cheat. Ah, but so do I. So I buy a king. The puppy who. Men pay any ma come as what the end say. Ye no more. Ye ni me ready. Because so Baba be to a new will be charged of name a dead do. Or say, Wona wo nim ye dami. Waso noa. Ye de ye nim ye. Ye pe so no da. Wona wo. Now, one more you who say, Yamino, or will be too big. No, Bianco can say, hey, and you so quite sorry. Hey, and do you Christoni? There be that. Because I said, Brandy or secondary school, they were free be a idea. Said the question parents will be free or suffer that, and no Christian so the question mark is home. Also, be a Timmy who knows, hey, or yes, so for not the collar. But that fruit of life that people can testify. As I conclude, brethren, what is your goal in moving forward? That you want to bear that fruit. What is it? What I want to leave with you is that every blessed day in your life, ask yourself, how can I bear fruit that will bring honor to my God who has called me? How can I bear fruit that will be a testimony for others to give their life to Jesus Christ? Abrabo ben ame ba edie ni unyamu she me breme urati e wum se bebi ame she no or sofo ni ho katkis ni ho asafo penin ni ho presbyterian fo bi ani ho onko na wo ho Nazurade, and it also. I tell people that Christian life, to be a faithful person, is where you behave your life, that nobody knows your identity, and yet people can testify about you. So be a new, that's in the pan, sit there, be, as a messy dancer. I don't know about Sua. Now you're Presbyterian. No, I'm a Presbyterian hymn. I will say, should be our guiding principle in our life as Presbyterians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as Jubui, and yes, you should be a mawati. Now, what's so about passion? You are a child of God. You have been called to be the heirs of that kingdom. Never allow this kingdom to be taken away from you because you are not bearing the right fruits. We in Yamede share. Ye dear dear with Christo Mo. Swabapa. Now, one ma. Ya nisa added dear. Would do a Christo Mo. And few more. Amen. See, trust me, Mom Pie. Ababe now, so. I can't say I'm kakra. My mind feels so kakra. Aba ben now so. Unu ukuru ntem kura. Aba ben now so. Se na ukuru huo. Se na uiri huo. Se na wombe huo. Se na wafu wampu e huo. Wejuma yimu. Bebi yao ye juma. Se na huo. Fahu bre radiyan. Mkachiri rati. Tell God. What kind of fruits are you producing? Are you producing fruits that bring honor to the Lord? Fruits that testify to others. Tell God, you know yourself. In your own closet, how do you see yourself? How do you relate with your God? Tell God. Be faithful unto Him. If you are not bearing the desired fruit, tell God today that, Lord, may you forgive me and create a new heart in me that I can live and produce fruits of thy kingdom. Do you want to correct a child no pay? Well, who said never be too silly? A brabana no quas, I'm going to say. A ba was swan. A ya ba is swinger me and me. A brabon baby, I didn't the num. Sing a midum. On your watum. On your fufro be. On my coma fufra. Wait to be the apple a brabo pa. They are dance dear pa. I saw no Christian in the day, and we never saw Broadway that day. Shannon, so, semi frasiano, Yohane asempa no se ono nyame na pao yen yo ono na yi yen wose yen konkoso sa ban sire nyame dom se o ma ho kronkran ho dia obeye sitie no aso abapa dia ma no se on kronkran ho de nka ho ontume. Pray and ask God for his Holy Spirit empowerment, because producing fruit is a command from him, as we read from the beginning of my sermon from John chapter 15 verse 16. Pray that he himself choose us. And he has commanded us to go and bear fruit. Ask that, oh, he will give you his special grace. I don't want to come to me the age of Brabo. Oh, I had danced it. Now, when a Hindi and was sent panel, while Brabo so to me, Eddie, who had danced here. Catch it right there. Oh, my Paul, I don't want to do Paul, maybe you to me with us. So, maybe I'm beside me, right there. Tell God, give me that spirit of determination, like Paul, that I want to know Christ. I don't want to know anything. It's Christ I want to know. And he goes on to say that, for me, I'll forget about what I've been able to achieve. I'm striving on. But then you have to be ready. Now me treat me more than you miss the amount that you could draw home with. What to me, Jimmy Viataso? Catching Radis, a baby, a bit of a child, when name were untimin swab a paddy. I'm over it a ho. Don't you mean running free, sir? Name anything that may be a standing block of bearing good fruits. Pray and tell God, give me the spirit of vigilance, that I'll be vigilant on my life. And finally, tell God. He says that if indeed we bear fruits, then whatever we shall ask in the name, the Father will do it. Whatever is on your heart, because you have made the determination to bear fruit, then tell him. What is it? I know living in a foreign land like in America, one of the biggest challenges some of us face are how to get our proper documentation to allow us to live here freely. If indeed you will challenge God today that I want to live a life of fruitfulness to ye, God will also take it. That all that you also need to be done for ye. Or say, see a swaba. Erade. The demon ye baby so obey ye. Person Nenso Kachi Rade say, Rade, me see si matrini, me swaba pa mao, ma koma swa simni, fa brene name. I may kase toda ye hatsitra, toda ne yo how ke see pa ye mu bia, ye yen krata semun ye ye. Kachi Rade, Rade me pese me swaba pa mao. Means me dear yo. Dear Nayo, he has said, dear Nayo, how? Catch red. Found pipe on a brave year. A ratty tea and pipe. It means to fray in ruin name. Amen.